T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Trump yesterday saying to the governors on the call that the United States has become the laughingstock of the world because some governors will not deploy the National Guard, will not quell the violence by violent protesters. Yesterday in a speech, we're going to play more of that later, he said, "Today, I strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled." This has actually now become controversial in our country.
Yeah, that's...
That's insane.
Yes, it is.
I got this text from a listener in Charlotte this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd it go? I just had it pulled up. Hold on. He was... Okay, yay, Trump cleared his block, talking about outside the White House,
yeah,
with the National Guard, but I'm still having to brandish an AR to go pick my wife up from work. This better end quickly or he won't stand a chance in November. People will vote for Biden just in hopes it placates the mob and they can have some semblance of normalcy. And so I asked him, I said, well, you know, what's going on? He says he's near Charlotte. We've had no trouble locally yet, but we were concerned about spillover because now they're talking about residential marches possibly planned on WBTV. It's a local television affiliate there. We can't go into the city. Forget the melting pot that we've wanted to go to since quarantine. Everyone is armed. This has to stop now.
I'm going to tell you something. I was in Charlotte this weekend. Friday evening, we went up to Charlotte to visit my daughter and son-in-law, and we went out to eat. Actually went to a restaurant, sit-down restaurant, went out to eat Friday night, and then also get some brunch Saturday morning. I saw absolutely no indication of anything going on. Obviously, we went to one of the outlet malls and was shopping there.
He said they haven't seen any problems
yet. That's it.
But
and
he
that's
said
the
they're
thing.
Reporting they're coming into the neighborhoods and
well, that's my thing, though. I don't see any seething, bubbling protest that's going on in everyday life. Yes, we see these things down in the downtown areas where they know they're going to get the TV coverage. And quite honestly, I think that's what a lot of this is. You know, you've got people complaining that Trump was doing a photo op. Let me tell you, a lot of what's going on is all photo op. It is to get media attention.
And you make a good point about that, because if you read carefully the Greenville News' coverage downtown, I haven't gone downtown. When they give the numbers for the protesters, it's usually around 100. I've seen one reference to it swelling to hundreds of protesters. But when you look at an area the size of Greenville, that's nothing.
I mean, most
people aren't protesting. Those aren't huge numbers. But you're right. They're getting all the attention.
I'll bet there was probably the crowd that I was around, whether we were in the restaurant or in the shopping areas or whatever, was probably about 50-50 black and white. And I could not have been. I mean, people weren't. I couldn't expect anybody to be any nicer. I mean, I saw absolutely no indication of any animosity, any racial tension or anything at all. And that's what is so frustrating about this is, you know, we see these folks that are protesting this. Quite honestly, I get it. I know why. But I don't see this on a regular basis. It's not. This is not a scientific thing. I get that. And it obviously has something to do with the people that I'm around, these are the people that I feel like are representative of the country as a whole. And I'm just not seeing it. I don't get the constant we are under attack as a race all the time from the people that I come in contact with on in dealing with businesses and things.
Because it's just, people are not. They live life. They've never been choked by a cop. You know why? Because that is an extreme statistical anomaly. We hate that it happens, but you know what? It's never going to end.
But you're right.
You're always going to have a cop do something wrong because there are millions of cops in this country at all levels of law enforcement. Here's the thing, though. Again, it is a stunning thing that and I'm providing perspective, okay? This is just perspective. We have one video of one cop doing something that we can all agree is a really bad thing and kind of horrifying. But I mean, 1,000 people were killed by police in 2019. All but 41 of them were armed. This is the Washington Post's own database. Yeah. Of those, the largest racial group was white. 370 white people were killed by police. Did you see a single video? Can you give me one name? One name. See a video? No? Wasn't covered? So this does happen to white people then. Yeah, it does. You resist arrest, you're going to up your chances of something bad happening to you. How many were black? 235. You mean more white people were killed by cops than black people in America? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've got one video. We have one. I'd love to see some of the videos of white people killed by cops. But you know what? Because we don't, it creates the perception this only happens to black people. This is a black issue. Here to tell you it's not. That's not what the statistics say. And we can debate this. And here's the thing, Lee. Okay, well, we got to fix this. Well, how? How should we fix this? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we need to change what cops do. All right. Well, let's obviously we don't want to be stepping on people's necks. That's kind of common sense, right? I mean, that's not a tactic police officers use to subdue people. That's not a tactic police forces use. It's not in the book, right? So we can tell that's wrong. But listen to what the left wants to do. This is Joe Biden. This is a remarkable statement. Biden says police should not be allowed to shoot. Listen to how he puts this. Unarmed people coming at them with a knife.
Okay. Let that sink in. Unarmed people with a knife. I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President, but anybody with a knife is armed.
Not in Joe's world. Listen, he wants to change it so you can't shoot to kill a person running at you with a knife. That's Joe's solution. Can you imagine living in a country where a police officer is afraid to fire on a person, attacking them with a knife?
Not just afraid.
This is the left solution?
Not just afraid, but told not to. That's what they're proposing.
Listen to this.
And the idea that instead of standing there and teaching a cop who's an unarmed person coming at him with a knife or something to shoot him in the leg instead of in the heart is a very different thing. There's a lot of different things that can change.
Okay, so shoot him in the leg instead of the heart. Okay, first of all, if you've ever been on a firing range, you know how hard it is to hit anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you come running at a cop with a knife, all bets are off. Maybe he'll hit your leg, maybe he'll hit your heart. He ought to hit something. I think we can all agree on that. And I don't care what color you are. You got a knife, you're coming at a cop, take him down.
Well, Joe Biden is proving he knows absolutely nothing about firing a weapon,
nor does he
know anything about law enforcement, period.
But here's the thing. Okay, so wait. You're going to tell cops, if a person is attempting to murder you by coming at you with a knife, you're going to be in trouble if you hit his heart instead of his leg? How can a person go to work that way as an officer? You might accidentally mortally wound the guy who was just trying to kill you. You cannot go to work anymore. You have to take off your badge and get another career. You can't do that. That's Joe's solution. You should not be able to defend yourself against somebody who is trying to kill you if you are a police officer. That's insane. But this is where they're going. They're going to make policing impossible.
Yeah, that's pretty much the goal.
I hope most Americans don't want to live in that country.
Because I'm going to tell you, we get to that point, it doesn't matter what your race, your life will be in danger.
Yes.
Serious danger. Doesn't matter what your race.
No, it doesn't.
Makes absolutely no difference.
Mm-mm. And black and white police officers will be in danger. Like the black officer. This is such an outrage. I can't believe this isn't the lead story. Black officer executed on the streets of California for walking peacefully along the side of the road in a uniform. He wasn't even interacting with protesters. A drive-by protester shot him and killed him. He's dead. 53, dead. Black. Where's Black Lives Matter? Do they even care about the race of the guy who shot him? Was that guy a racist? No, they don't care. That ought to tell you everything you need to know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now an answer to our trivia question. If you're 50 or under, do you have a higher chance of dying of COVID-19 or a car accident? Which do you have the higher chance of dying from? Ding, 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 ding. The answer, car accident. So why don't we stop driving? Why didn't we stop driving? I demand to know. I want answers. This has cost lives. If you were under the age of 18, which do you have a higher chance of dying of COVID-19 or a lightning strike? CDC says lightning strike. We should keep kids inside forever. Never go out again. Never ever. I want answers. Who has allowed this? These children going outside. All right, you can find those stats and more on my Facebook page. Joining me now is Heidi Harris, friend of mine. She is a talk show host on the other side of the country, and I so appreciate her being up this early to talk to us. She's on KMZQ weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning. I wake up and, oh my gosh, the world's on fire again. I'm sure you go through the same thing every day. You try to get a little sleep and wake up and it's all gone to heck.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. Now, yeah, tell me about what has happened in Vegas. You've got the pictures on your Facebook page. Vegas is a mess. And now we have had this officer shot in the head by a protester. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Now, the sheriff just did a press conference about half an hour ago. He didn't confirm the headshot, but a lot of other things are saying that the sources are saying that.
Okay.
Apparently, there was a bit of a dust up in front of Circus. And they were trying to arrest some protesters. And what I hear, and I've looked at all kinds of different sources, once again, not being confirmed by Metro, is somebody just walked up behind him and shot him in the head. I don't know if it was from a distance, if it was close by. I don't know what color the person was. There are people saying the person was white. There are people saying the person was black. I don't know. That shouldn't matter anyway. But apparently the person has been arrested. That we know, the officers on life support, so obviously that's not good. There were initial reports that there was a U.S. Marshal also shot downtown. That turned out to not be the case. It was an officer involved shooting with somebody else who was shot by Metro, who was, I guess, had open carrying apparently and acting in a threatening manner. So that person is shot. That person is deceased. And, you know, Tara, we're supposed to open this week in Vegas after months and months and months of being off work. Everybody's been shut down. This town's been a ghost town. Now we're finally getting the okay to open and all these crazy protests. I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't know that I'd get on a plane to come out here right now.
And this really is a 1-2 punch for so many people, Heidi. I mean, just these poor business owners barely holding on. Had a woman on Fox News this morning. She's got a cupcake shop. She thought, well, I finally reopened. I'm almost broke. And bam, there come the protesters. She ended up having to lock herself in the back room along with her employees so they wouldn't be killed. The protesters completely smashed up her business.
Wow, that's crazy. And then, of course, in California, you may have seen these people last night, neighbors actually going out with that people showed up to loot. They weren't having it. They just were not going to have it. But that's a problem. And as you mentioned, we had some businesses that were going to open over the weekend downtown and some other places had been closed for months. They didn't even open. They were afraid to open because of protests last weekend. So all these employees and owners who were, you know, they were stocking up on food, they were getting ready to open again and, you know, needing some money after months of being off. And our unemployment system here is a disaster, especially if you're an independent contractor. The governor's useless. And so all of this, and then they couldn't open because of the protesters. Another weekend lost. So it's devastating for the community.
Heidi, and I'm not super familiar with Las Vegas politics or your state's politics. Who do you blame for the chaos in the streets of Las Vegas? Again, we're talking to Heidi Harris this morning. She is a talk show host out there because an officer has reportedly, we'll get more details on this as we go. We know he's been shot. We know he's on life support. The story is that he was shot in the head, in trying to subdue some rioting. So that's why we're talking to you this morning. But tell me, Heidi, who do you blame for the fact that the streets are out of control there? What is the situation?
Well, I would lay it on the governor. I mean, the governor yesterday put out some response to President Trump talking about the National Guard. You know, we need to get control of these streets. This man has been absolutely inept, and he has just completely fallen down on the job. And we should be controlling this. I don't have a problem with protests. Nobody does if they're legal, if they're safe, if they're not blocking traffic and impeding people making a living. But this nonsense, the other day I get up to go to work, it's like midnight, I wake up and I look and there's a picture of a guy with a scooter in his hand and about 50 cops in front of him, right in front of the building I work in, which is right across from Mandalay Bay on the Strip. I wasn't sure if I could even get to work. I was able to get there. But if you're blocking traffic, you're impeding progress, you're stopping other people from making a living, that is not okay. That's not what we do. This does not honor Dr. King. This does not honor George Floyd or anybody else. And we all know that these people are getting paid to be there, many of them. And they're anarchists, basically. And it's causing so much grief to so many people who are working so hard just to try to make a living or try to get back to work. Now they can't.
So, Heidi, I'm curious. You talked about the governor. Is he one of those who has turned down the National Guard offer, or what is the situation on that?
Well, it's interesting because he put out a statement last night talking about responding to the president. And he said that he's already denounced violence and destruction of property and this and that and the other. But, you know, bottom line, he hasn't done what he needs to do. He said, when it comes to the role, I'm going to quote some of this for you. He said, when it comes to the role of the Nevada National Guard, I want to be clear to all Nevadans, the Guard are our neighbors, family members and friends. They help in our time of need, you know, wildfires, things like that. He said, to suggest that the authorities in Nevada, law enforcement, the National Guard are unable or have failed or refused to secure and protect the citizens of Nevada is misinformed. Really? Is that true, Sisolak? He's a governor. He's held everybody down and closed everything for a longer period than he should have, like pretty much all these other lefty governors have. I mean, so many things haven't been able to open, Tara, for months that should have been able to open. I understand casinos with thousands of people, but a lot of small businesses have not been able to open. The rules have been arbitrary. It's ridiculous. Now we've got protesters by the thousands out there, most of them not wearing masks. You know the whole joke with that. It's ridiculous. The jig is up with that whole deal. And so he's tried to destroy people, basically, and now he doesn't want to get the National Guard out there or says he's handled things. He's not handled things. It's complete anarchy, and we're supposed to open in a couple of days. Who's going to come here at this point? Who is going to come to Vegas? I mean, when I drove to work yesterday morning down the Strip, just hours after the latest protest, it was absolutely spotless. We are working as hard as we can to clean the Strip and make this town hospitable to allow people to come back in. But, you know, it's not going to help. If I were a person getting on a plane to come to Vegas, are there going to be more protests coming up this Friday? I don't know that I'd risk it. And that's the damage that's being done to our city.
And a governor who will not deploy the Guard and then gets mad when folks criticize him for not doing everything. I can't imagine how he feels waking up this morning after putting that statement out, Heidi, that he won't deploy the Guard, to find out that he's got an officer on life support allegedly shot in the head. We'll get more details on that, of course, but we know he is on life support and that he was shot. To me, that's on the governor. That's on him.
I agree with you. I mean, this nonsense cannot be allowed to stand. And then you've seen the stories about police officers. One police officer suspended for shoving a woman at an event. They're supposed to take, you know, rockets or whatever's thrown at them, rocks, bricks, anything thrown at them. They're supposed to just stand there and take it. If you even shove somebody, you get in trouble. I wouldn't want to be a cop today. I've heard you talking about that this morning on your show. Who'd want to be a cop today? You can't do anything to even defend yourself. Nobody's defending what happened with George Floyd.
No,
you're
of course not.
Nobody is. But it's a whole different situation. You're supposed to stand there and take whatever they throw at you. and not defend yourself, not come back at these people. And it's complete anarchy.
That's the Joe Biden plan, Heidi. Thank you. If he's coming at you with a knife, you can't shoot to kill. That's going to solve this.
You know, this guy is, what can we say? I mean, the guy's completely lost it. He has nothing to say and can't even believe the Democrats would vote for this guy. Can't even imagine.
Well, that's the plan. We'll see how it works out in November. Heidi Harris, always love talking to you. I know you got to get back
Thank
to
you.
Work preparing your show this morning. She is. I know exactly how you feel, too, getting up at midnight. You're never right, are you?
No, you're never right. You live on Excedrin and Naps. At least I do.
I have to try the Excedrin. I haven't tried that one. Heidi Harris, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Wait, stop. Hold up. Hold on. Joe Biden's got the answer. You ready for this? Are you ready for this? We should ban officers from shooting unarmed people rushing at them with a knife. Probably still a little groggy. You haven't had your coffee yet, or maybe you're just waking your way through. Wouldn't a person with a knife be armed? Not in Joe's world. And we will not allow them to shoot to kill. And if they kill, oh my God, officers at fault. This will somehow solve the problem. Somehow. Folks, this ought to scare you. This man could actually be president.
And the idea that instead of standing there and teaching a cop who's an unarmed person coming at him with a knife or something to shoot him in the leg instead of in the heart is a very different thing. There's a lot of different things that can change.
To hit anything with a gun in a rapid response situation, if you've ever spent any time on the firing range, you know, you're lucky to hit anything. This is what's going to help. So now, you know what he's proposing here, and this is truly evil. The demonization, the destruction of the lives of cops, maybe even murder charges against police officers who shoot somebody coming at them with a knife and accidentally kill them. Yeah, but you're defenseless at that point. What that mess would have to do with stepping on somebody's neck, I have no idea. Biden doesn't either. Texter writes, shooting an attacker armed with a knife is an appropriate use of force no matter who you are. You aim center mass to avoid hitting an innocent in the background. Another texter writes, property owners should be allowed to protect their property from theft and vandalism. A shotgun with birdshot and pepper, the behind of vandals, this liberty for store owners would make knuckleheads think twice about stupid destruction. By the way, contrast that. There are two Americas, folks. You can live in Joe Biden's America, where cops go down for murder for defending themselves against people rushing them with a knife, where that becomes murder on the part of the cop. Or you can live in the world of Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd. Listen to the advice he gave would-be looters. Now, this was after the news began reporting that some of these protesters, the violent ones, would begin going into neighborhoods and smashing those up. Here was his advice to his constituents. This is Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd.
We have received information in social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them, if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County, because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns, and they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns. So leave the community alone. And we'll do our best to support the community. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it. All of that ugliness has taken away from what we're united about. We're united about the conduct that you saw with George, where his life was taken with the knee to the neck. It's horrific, and there's not enough words to explain that. Let's keep the focus on that.
We're waking up in an America this morning, folks. We're an officer in Vegas, and details are still coming out about this, but as far as what we know, appears to have been shot in the head. He is on life support. We know that for a fact. for trying to subdue a rioter. He was attacked by one of the, you know, peaceful protesters. And here's a name for you. It's not a name you're going to remember. It's not a name Americans will know. A black man was murdered in America. Executed. Shot for simply walking the street by a peaceful protester in a car that rolled by. What was his crime? He was wearing a uniform. Executed. His name is Patrick Underwood. He is a federal building officer. The federal government has a corps of federal police officers. They police federal buildings. So they're out in areas where the federal buildings are, in this case, Oakland, California. We're just learning about this morning. It happened Friday night, but there's such chaos out there that it's taken this long to sort it out. He was shot and killed for simply walking down the street with his partner, both in uniform. Partner was shot too. He survived. This is what his sister, Angela Jacobs, said. By the way, he's black. My brother, Dave Patrick Underwood, a federal officer, was murdered 5/29/20 in Oakland, California, while on duty during the riots. This violence must stop. She said he had the gentlest soul of anyone I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. I had a question for Black Lives Matter. A black man was gunned down for walking a street in America in a uniform. Do you even care? No, seriously. I mean, because y'all aren't asking. Y'all are mad. You haven't even mentioned his name. I Googled it. Do you even care about the intentions of the shooter? What was the race of the shooter, of this officer? Anybody know? Anybody care? Was the shooter racist? You'd think Black Lives Matter be curious. You'd think the media be curious. Black man executed walking the streets of America. You think there'd be curiosity here, but there isn't. What was his motivation? Hatred for the uniform? Hatred for the badge? Or hatred for the color of this guy's skin? His life doesn't matter, so no one will ask those questions. No one will care. No one will know this name. They will remember the name George Floyd for many years, but a name they should remember? A name they should be remember will be quickly forgotten. He does not fit the narrative. It's not about lives, folks. It's about the narrative. I am so sorry to his family. I am so sorry. His name was Dave Patrick Underwood, and he was a hero. He's dead now. He's black. His life doesn't matter at all. Nor does the motivation of who shot him. I'd like to know, but we never will. No one cares. Ralph writes to me at Tara at 1063WORD.com. Who knew the cure for coronavirus was rioting? Not that you really need much of a cure. It's not that deadly. So convenient that the new big hit hip hot story is all this rioting, just as the actual death numbers come out from the CDC. If the media were still focusing on those, and where is the media? By the way, the American people might know they've been had. Their economy was destroyed for no reason. But the media has switched topics conveniently at this very moment, so no one will know. But you will, because you listen to the show where you get real news. Which does your child have a higher rate of dying of? Lightning strike or COVID-19? Survey says lightning strike. Yes, given the new numbers coming out by the CDC, if you are 50 and below, which do you have a higher rate of dying of? COVID-19 or a car accident? Well, you might want to stay home today, folks, not because of the COVID, but because it's car accident. Let me just read you this so you can see how badly you've been had here. The overall death rate is meaningless because the numbers are so lopsided. Given that at least half the deaths were in nursing homes, a back-of-the-envelope estimate would show the infection fatality rate for non-nursing home residents would be only, are you ready for this? 0.1. 0.1. That is exactly the death rate from the seasonal flu, which nobody ever cared about and won't care about again after this election. And that includes, they write, people of, this is David Horowitz, of all ages and all health statuses outside nursing homes. 0.1 is the death rate if you don't live in a nursing home, same as the seasonal flu, since nearly all of the deaths are those with comorbidities. So if you don't live in a nursing home, you got exact same chance of dying of COVID-19 as you do of dying of the flu, which means it ain't happening. The CDC estimates, listen to this, the death rate for COVID-19 for those under 50, 1 in 5,000 once you get symptoms. In other words, you're more likely to die in a car accident. Why didn't they ban driving in cars? They must not care about human life. I want to know who's responsible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.